Not only do we have NFL football tonight, kickoff week 3, Carolina and Houston. Good college football game. Hey, look at that. College football playing on a Thursday night. Marshall and Appalachian State. Luke Combs will be really excited and watching that game. Maybe Luke Combs is listening to this show. It's the Gary Sharp Show with Chance on this Thursday, the 23rd of September. We have to say, you know, our partnership with KETV, you get to hear their Andy Kendi, now Matt Foster. We've had Matt Lothrop all appear on the morning show and the midday show, and we have a great relationship, and those are good guys over there, and it's a good shop. But you also hear the weather. So, you know, the legend, Bill Ranby, and then Mr. Personality, Matt Serwey. Today was Matt Serwey's last day on the morning show. I guess he's got a couple of more. I think he's filling in on Friday and Saturday night. But Matt is leaving. He is going up to the Twin Cities. So those people up there will really enjoy his love of the Wisconsin Badgers. We will miss his love of talking weather inside and outside of Burlington Station. Great, great guy. Very, very soft heart. Well, I should say big heart, and very talented at what he does. And so he will be missed in his contributions that he has had here to 1620 The Zone. So, but if you missed his announcement, he is leaving to go to the ABC affiliate up in the Twin Cities. So congratulations to Matt. It's a loss for us here in this community. But as Matt said, we were talking yesterday, he's made enough friends. His in-laws now live here in the area, so he will be back here plenty of times. I was looking at the Creighton Big East schedule that was released. I don't like that the first game is on a Friday night. You know, it's for TV, but they're going to play Villanova. That's the opener on Friday, December 17th. Earlier in the week, Creighton will play Arizona State. There is no New Year's Eve game this year, but there is a January 1 game. Fox does a great job with the Big East in packaging it and presenting it, and usually they get a big New Year's Eve or they go for New Year's Day. This year, it's New Year's Day. Creighton will be on the road to take on the Shockers of Marquette. There's only 3 Saturday home games that are on the schedule. But by January 6th, Creighton will be done with Villanova. So they play them December 17th, and then they play in Philadelphia on January 5th. College basketball, 47 days away. Other college news. This is a big announcement. There have been... Rob Zadiska is a big proponent. There have been others in the wrestling community in Nebraska, and it finally happened, have been pushing to have girls high school wrestling. Finally, we have girls high school wrestling in this state. Over in Iowa, they're a couple of years ahead of having it sanctioned as a girls, as a sport, but they have girls high school wrestling, and they get to go to the, they have a state meet and everything. We just got it here. But it's starting to build around the country. Girls high school wrestling programs. And more girls are wrestling before they ever get to high school. This is pretty significant, I think, in the wrestling community, and especially in the female wrestling community. Iowa, the University of Iowa, where wrestling is king in that entire state, they announced today that they will become the first Power Five institution to add women's wrestling. How soon before other Division I programs add the women's sport? Unfortunately, in wrestling, we have seen quite a few Division I programs get axed. Some good Division I men's wrestling programs get axed. But now you have Iowa adding women's collegiate wrestling. It should help other Division I programs, and I would also think help the push in the state of Iowa for girls high school wrestling. Does it happen in Nebraska? It might take a while to get a few years of girls high school wrestling before you get a pipeline where you would feel comfortable adding it as a scholarship sport. You know, there's a clamoring at Nebraska to add hockey. The Big Ten would love to have schools like Illinois and Nebraska go all in and add hockey, men's hockey programs so they could just expand the Big Ten hockey conference that they have. I don't think that's going to happen at Nebraska unless there is a big-time booster that comes in, a la what happened at Penn State, and they basically finance the entire program. Now, could I see women's college hockey? I think that's a possibility, but I also see it as difficult if you don't have a men's and a men's college hockey program and not to have a women's, and have a women's without a men's, that might be difficult. That would be the sport that I think that Nebraska maybe down the road, and we're talking down the road, may add. The sport at Omaha that they would add, they just added men's swimming and diving. They added a men's sport. That was one of the last things that Treb did before he left Omaha, and he did it, last winter? During the pandemic, he actually added a sport. Omaha, the next sport to add at Omaha might be men's college volleyball that play during the spring. The next sport to be added at Creighton, could you possibly make crew a scholarship sport? I don't think it's a scholarship sport now. They do have a crew team, but I don't think it's a scholarship sport. But could you have crew as a scholarship sport at Creighton? But good move by Iowa. This is great for the wrestling community to add, at the Division I level, women's college wrestling. It will help around the country at the college level, but also at the high school level, that some high school organizations that are on the fence and maybe are thinking, what? Girls high school wrestling? They may go, let's see what Iowa does or what these other states do, and then say, like Nebraska, this is a wise move. This is a sport that is growing. This is a sport that has a lot of support behind it from people in the wrestling community. This makes sense for our student athletes. All right, 11:48, take a quick break. Coming up at the top of the hour, we have the mailbag. We have fantasy football coming up at 1 with Joe Bortle from RotoWire. And Bobby Witt Jr., the future of the Kansas City Royals, about to finish up his season in Omaha. Storm Chasers won last night. They're down to 4 home games remaining. He will join us at 1:30 prior to the Storm Chasers batting practice. Be right there in the dugout talking to us. It's the Gary Sharp Show with Chance in 1620 The Zone. I can't remember what was said.